Well, after a bruising 12 months that's left their reputations in tatters, Australia's big four banks are still licking their wounds. Today, the NAB joined the others, revealing a 14% fall in its full-year profit. Analysis from the major accounting firms suggests the major banks are at a turning point, never to return to the days of always rising mega profits. But does that mean customers are on the rise now instead? Our business reporter David Taylor has been knee-deep in the bank's financial statements these couple of days, and he joins me, Dave. Hello. Most Australians are attached to the big four banks in some way, whether through a deposit account or a mortgage or owning shares. Now that the bank's financial results are on the table, which group has been the big winner over the past 12 months?
Linda, homeowners paying off a mortgage as interest rates fall and house prices rebound. It just got easier for CBA home loan customers too. Just this afternoon, CBA is decreasing its serviceability floor rate. Now, that's the absolute minimum rate it uses in its models to work out if you can afford to pay off a home loan. So it's going from 5.75% to 5.4%, and that'll be effective November the 9th.
And I guess the next obvious question is, who's losing out?
Look, with such low interest rates, depositors are obviously worse off. And despite the profit declines that we've heard, the banks certainly aren't the losers at this point. It is important to note that the profits are simply falling. They haven't gone away. They're still in the billions of dollars. But there's clearly some level of uncertainty surrounding their future. Now, Ian Pollari is the man behind a major report from KPMG looking at the wash-up from the banking full-year reporting season. He says the banks face a more uncertain future now than in the immediate aftermath of the global financial crisis.
I believe so, yeah. I mean, there's no places to hide.
KPMG's major Australian bank's year-end analysis report finds that the majors reported a combined cash profit of roughly $27 billion, down 7.8% on last year. The words used by the bank bosses to describe the year just gone include disappointing and messy.
I think it really highlights the difficult economic and regulatory environment that the banks have been through the last 12 months.
In simple terms, banks are now making less money. Revenue is down and costs are up. And there's no end in sight to this profit squeeze. At least that's the view of fellow accounting firm EY, which has also run the ruler over the Big Four's financial results. Partner Tim Dring.
We are far from the peaks of some of those profits that the banks have experienced and shareholders have benefited from several years ago. I think it is a challenge to get back there.
But has enough changed for banking customers to expect a fair deal? Independent banking analyst Brett Lemessurier says, sort of.
Customers will be better off, but not necessarily as a result of the Royal Commission. I think that is going to happen anyway from normal competition that exists in the sector, which has been driving margins down for some time. The customer has actually got its money on deposit. They haven't been a winner.
Who has gained the most over the past few years?
Well, those who have home loans and didn't want a new one. They're the winners out of this. They're the ones with the lower interest rates. And as a consequence of lower interest rates, we've seen their house prices bounce back after a period of declines last year. The losers have been depositors.
But at the heart of the bank's troubles in recent years has been a culture problem. PM asked both KPMG and EY if there's any evidence the culture within the big four banks is improving. Ian Pollari.
So certainly those things don't change overnight, and certainly there's a lot of hard work being expended within the banks in recognition of the findings of the Royal Commission.
Tim Dring.
It is something that is front and centre with the boards now. And I think it's one of those things that's also permeating into other industries as well. And I think there's a lot of learnings from the banking sector and from the Royal Commission that are flowing through to other industries at the moment.
Of course, these bank auditors are also under the watchful gaze of the regulators. The big four banks paid their auditors more than $110 million in 2018. They go through the books and also receive consultancy fees. Shaw & Partners' Brett Lemessurier says the conflict of interest between the accounting firms must stop.
We need to take a closer look at the role of auditors, the appointment of auditors, and what other activities they should be undertaking with the companies that they audit.
Independent banking analyst Brett Lemessurier, David Taylor with that report.